this is the last Sunday in July. The theme, as you know, for July from Centers for Spiritual Living has been spiritual living through open communication. Don't you love that? That's my favorite kind. Open communication. No hiding, no pretending. Open, wonderful expressing of our authentic selves. That's the way we want this world to be. That's the way we're creating, co-creating this world to be. So today is the most important conversation. We've already been having it. And thinking back to Wonder Woman. How many of you have seen that, by the way? Okay, yeah, it's terrific, isn't it? And that really is, to my mind, the greatest power that she had was the ability to communicate with anybody, anywhere, to have this divine conversation. Sure, I like the flying and all that too, but and I love what Rumi said. He said, you were born with potential. You were born with goodness and trust. You were born with ideals and dreams. You were born with greatness. You were born with wings. You are not meant for crawling. So don't. You have wings. Learn to use them and fly. And that's something else I've wanted to do all my life. We came close, huh, Melody? I fly. But without the chamber and all that, doesn't that sound wonderful? Rumi also said, there is a voice that doesn't use words. Do you listen for that voice? It doesn't need words. And you know, I remember years ago there was a song about how sometimes the words get in the way. And they can, can't they? Have you ever had a little discussion with somebody and you have different points from which to view? Very different experiences. Each one thinking, I'm right. If that's the way it really was. Well, those conversations get in the way of the love that wants to express itself because the words can be barriers. Sometimes it's best just to stop the talking and to look in the eyes of this beloved person and just be there. We call it a being there. It's something that I've taught in couples workshops. And I had one couple call it the staring. It's far more than that. It's being fully present and looking deeply within your beloved's eyes, which are indeed the windows to the soul, and without a word, seeing that incredible potential, seeing the beloved, realizing that this is someone so precious who is choosing to be with you right now in this precious divine moment that will never come again. And without judgment about thoughts or feelings or whatever may come up, simply be in that place. No words. Are you already thinking about who you're going to try it on? Do, and don't just think about it, do it. You'll need to get the other person's permission. It really is important to get their permission. You want to do what? I just want to be with you and see who you really are. I want to open myself to you and let you see who I really am. That is an exquisite conversation, and words will never get in the way. You already know how I feel about music. You all feel the same way about it in your different experiences. But I love what Lou Rawls, who knows Lou Rawls? Yeah. Da 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 da. Right? Go ahead, Christine, you can sing it, I know. You'll never know. I can't do a Lou Rawls. But I love what he said. He said, music is the great communication in the world. Would you agree with that, Jonathan? 100%, maybe 110. Even if people don't understand the language you're singing in, they still know good music when they hear it. You still know a good person when you see him or her without a word. There are vibes. There's this divine energy that flows from heart to heart, from person to person. And it isn't just wonder dogs like Yoga who know if that's a good person and you should go up and get petted and snuggled by them. We know it too when we just become clear about allowing our own divine energy to flow out and attract people to us who are on that same beautiful divine wavelength. And if they're not, and they could use that divine energy, then let's just embrace them and help to lift them. Isn't that what we do? So yes, music is a wonderful expression of this divine life. Many years ago, when I took myself to Greece for 3 weeks, I was everywhere, doing everything, walking all over Athens. I wore out 2 pairs of shoes, but I found a shoe store. One of the wonderful things that I did while still in Athens was that I wanted to go to Sunion to see the Temple of Poseidon. And I knew that the Temple of Poseidon also had graffiti that had been written on it by Byron, the poet. And so I wanted to go to Sunion. And as I'm going through this beautiful park to get to the one and only bus stop in Athens that will take you to Sunion to see the Temple of Poseidon, they were giving out flyers. And so I'm walking through the park because my intention was to be at the Temple of Poseidon and to be at Sunion at sunset on the beach. But then I got the flyer. I got a memo from God is what I got that said that night in the Panathenaic Auditorium, not auditorium, but it's where they used to do the games. It was outdoors. That who was coming to town but the Prague Symphony? And what were they going to be doing that night but an entire evening of Dvorak? So it's like, So I had a wonderful time at Sunion, found the one and only bus, and spent some time on the beach, wandered through the temple, got the bus back in time to go to hear the Prague Symphony. And it was delightful. And one of the best things about that was that, you know, I had studied Attic Greek in school, which you don't speak. You just study it. You try to speak it. It's difficult. But I'd learned, like, just enough modern Greek on the way over there. It's a long flight. That I could understand a few things. I could speak a few things. I got to read street signs. And so here I am speaking almost no Greek at all, and all of these Greek people around me in the stadium, stadiou in Greek, and we're all sitting there transported by the music. Do you think we needed a language other than that? We did not. We were communicating. We were conversing without a word. We were letting that divine music move through us, and it was lots of smiles, and there were hugs, and there were tears, and there was great delight. There are ways that we can converse with the beloveds on this planet without having a fuss about it. There are ways that we can understand and to be understood. But of course, the first thing we wish to do is to understand and then to be understood. So beyond words, beyond thoughts, beyond feelings lies the deeper truth, the presence of divine love. There is not a person, not one person, who was created without the essence of divine love within. I know it doesn't look that way sometimes. And those are the occasions when we really must remember that truth. And I know you've heard me say this before, the old adage about he's rotten to the core. Just to the core. The core itself is perfect. Maybe there have been some bad decisions made. Maybe there was some terrible upbringing. Maybe there were awful messages that were given to this person that skewed their whole consciousness, but not the core. The core is still divine. There is still the presence of infinite love right there. And sometimes all it takes is that silent communication without a word. I behold the divinity within me beholds the divinity within you. The Christ within me beholds the Christ within you. The Atman within me celebrates the Atman within you. It doesn't matter what the word is. It doesn't matter what the name is. The essence of it is true. And that's why we love this open communication. Can you think of somebody that you would like to or think it might be helpful to employ this wonderful divine technique with and to see right through that bad behavior and to see the truth of the person that he or she cannot even imagine at this point, him or herself? But how many people will it take to walk past this person and love them, love the essence of them, before they finally go, "Oh, I guess there is something better." Without a word, we can lift another person. And as you know, that's what Ernest Holmes replied when he was asked, "What is this religious science going to do for the world?" And he employed the phrase that Jung used. It's to lift the collective unconscious. Have you noticed there's a lot of unconscious out there? We kind of keep bumping up against it sometimes. And we can't react to it if we're going to help to heal it. This is where we get to get back to the responding to the love and responding to the wisdom that is there within us and within every other sentient being, rather than reacting to the "how could you, how dare you." We can't do that and take care of the healing. We don't have to do the healing by ourselves. Thank God we couldn't. I of myself do nothing. We know it is the power within that does it all. It is the presence of goodness within that ultimately must lift everyone. Do you know that there are thousands, maybe millions, of light workers already on this planet, and we are some of them? We are some of them. So we don't need to feel overly responsible. It's not an onus. Remember that the master teacher Jesus said, "My yoke is easy, my burden is light." And what I hear him saying in that, a yoke is simply a connection, right? It's a connection. It's nothing like this. A yoke is a connection. Connecting to the divinity within us is easy. A burden, look it up in Webster. It's something you carry. It doesn't mean it's heavy. A burden is something you carry. My burden is light. I easily connect to the presence divine within me. I connect to the love. Yes, we do. We connect to the wisdom easily by just closing the door. Remember, when you pray, go in the closet and close the door. And we listen. And we find that that divine presence is so powerful that we're not doing anything by ourselves. The connection is easy. And what we carry is the light. We carry it into our own homes, into our own businesses. We enlighten people by carrying that light. We bring it out into the world. And again, walk down the street without a word. Look in the eyes of people that you see and see who they really are. It can help them remember, because so many of us have forgotten. We came in fresh from God, divine, infinite potential, And then we got all these other messages wrapped around that divine essence that we are, and we forgot. So as we remember, we get to help other people remember as well. As we choose to hold each other in consciousness in this holiest of vessels, with understanding, with compassion, then our real creativity begins to emerge. And then we have the joy of co-creating a wonderful center. We're co-creating our lives, our loved ones' lives, the lives of this center, so that we can take the message out and bring people into the awareness that there isn't anything impossible. Wonder Woman, Wonder Man, Wonder Dog. It's a wonderful opportunity for us. We cannot afford to get caught down into getting too involved in the news. Please don't turn the news on before you go to bed. Don't take that into your consciousness, please. I like staying aware to a degree, but I would rather spend 80% or more of my time celebrating the presence of the divine within this world and within us all. And the rest of it, you know, knowing enough that I don't sound real ignorant if we're at a cocktail party. Spirit engages us in authentic conversation. As we listen within, as we do here and everywhere we gather, as we listen to that divine voice within us, the unity is absolutely revealed. We no longer feel alone. We no longer feel as though we're doing battles on our own or doing anything on our own. And then we get to make conscious, clear choices. We choose our environment and we co-create our environment. But we love, don't you love being with conscious, creative, loving, compassionate people? Isn't that why we kind of show up with each other here a lot and all the other events that we do? We love being with conscious, creative, compassionate people. I like what Longfellow said, and he didn't even do any graffiti on any ancient Greek temples. He said, a single conversation with a wise man is better than 10 years mere study of books. We love to be with wise people. Wise acres sometimes too, but we have fun here. And then Plato, 5th century BC, said, wise men speak because they have something to say. Fools, because they have to say something. I like to wait until there's something worth saying. You know, and there are some people in this spiritual community who don't talk a whole lot. But when they do, it's like 5 pounds per word. Because the inner wisdom is so deep that when something is shared, we pay attention. It's valuable. We get to look for that wisdom within ourselves and within one another. So here's the most important conversation. First of all, listen. And what you will hear in deep, deep listening with an open heart is, thou art my beloved one in whom I'm well pleased. Thou art my beloved one in whom I'm well pleased. Believe it. It is the truth. And then what do we respond? I am here. I am open. I am listening. And then the next phase is connecting with others. That's the next part of the conversation. The divinity within me beholds the divinity within you. It starts here. We feel that settling in, that awareness that it's really true, that there is no separation, that I am one with the divine. And then we take that consciousness out to all the people we love and to those people we are just now meeting. Ernest Holmes puts it this way. Sweet song of silence forever singing in my heart. Words cannot express. The tongue cannot tell. Only the heart knows the songs which were never sung, the music which was never written. I have heard that great harmony and felt that great presence. I have listened to the silence, and in the deep places of life, I have stood naked and receptive to thy songs, and they have entered my soul. I am lost in the mighty depths of thy inner calm and peace. That's Ernest Holmes, as you don't always hear him. You got to flip to the back of The Science of Mind to get the poetry. So I have an assignment for you. You know, class has been over for a while, and we don't start again until September, so I miss giving assignments. May I? If you choose to accept it. I want you to listen with a wide open heart every day this week that you can remember to do that, and I know you can remember to do it every day this week. Listen with a wide open heart, and then speak with the voice of compassion and confidence. Are you willing to take that assignment? Good. I want a full report next week. Will you say with me, I am the essence and the presence of love.
I am the essence and the presence of love.
I speak its language effortlessly and effectively. I speak its language effortlessly and effectively. And so, my beloveds, beginneth our lesson. Thank you for listening to our podcast. We love having such a special means of connecting with you and trust you have enjoyed this message. If you have benefited from and been uplifted by these ideas and would like to learn more about our spiritual community, please go to our website at cslphilly.com. And if you wish to express your gratitude, simply click on the donate button to experience the joy of conscious giving. Your generous support makes it possible to share these messages of inspiration with all the world. Please share this message with anyone you feel might benefit and encourage them to subscribe to our podcast by searching GPCSL on your favorite podcasting application. Again, thank you for joining me and the Greater Philadelphia Center for Spiritual Living Community as together we create a world that works for all.